Week 2, Day 5. The Discipleship Movement. What we know about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus comes from the Gospels. The New Testament is a collection of writings by first-generation disciples who reported what they saw and heard from Jesus. These disciples provided eyewitness accounts dedicated to retelling the events of Jesus' life and teaching. In a sense, these are the original discipleship manuals that have been used to instruct the church for generations. Jesus had started a discipleship movement. With just a few followers, Jesus changed the world. He discipled a group of men by inviting them to leave their worldly pursuits and ambitions to follow him. Then, he commissioned them to disciple others. We call this the Great Commission. After his death and resurrection, and prior to his ascension to heaven, Jesus gathered his disciples and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Matthew 28:18-20. Let us consider each of the specific commands listed in Jesus' Great Commission. 1. Make disciples of all nations. For Jesus, discipleship is imperative. It is His will to make disciples from every ethnicity, race, culture, language, and nationality. Christ's mission is to reach the nations, and He will accomplish it through His church, which is why it remains a top priority for us today. 2. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. By baptism, new disciples recognize the significance of what God has done for them. Being publicly immersed in water is our confession that symbolizes the new life we have in Christ. 3. Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. The words of Jesus teach us how to truly live. He taught many life-changing principles, and it is important for the new disciple to take on the posture of learning from Jesus. We need to learn from the words of Jesus, what Jesus modeled, what other believers do, our own mistakes and victories. It's worth emphasizing that we can sometimes stop at baptism, thinking the disciple has been made, without as much emphasis on teaching obedience. But as James 2:20 reminds us, faith without works or actions is of no value. Obedience is an essential part of discipleship. Today, the Great Commission is still producing a discipleship movement. Men and women from all over the world are following Jesus, committing to Him and His way of living. In the coming weeks, you will be invited to strengthen your relationship with Jesus and engage in His discipleship movement. Reflect and apply. 1. What is one thing you have learned about following Jesus? 2. When did you join Jesus' discipleship movement? If you have not yet, are you ready to? 3. How can you be more invested in this movement?